You have the floor, Madam.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, please allow me to congratulate you on your assumption of the presidency of the 8th Review Conference of the Biological Weapons Convention. You can be assured of the full support of the New Zealand delegation as you guide us in our important work over the coming weeks. I would also like to convey New Zealand's congratulations to Angola, Cote d'Ivoire, Liberia, and Nepal on their accession to the BWC, which brings us ever closer to achieving the important objective of universalisation and demonstrates the strength of the norm against the development and use of biological weapons. We encourage all those that have yet to sign or ratify the BWC to do so without delay. New Zealand remains of the view that the BWC is an integral part of the disarmament and non-proliferation fabric and an indispensable tool in global efforts to stem the spread of weapons of mass destruction. Building on the excellent work undertaken during the preparatory process, this review conference provides an opportunity to take stock of the convention and its application in today's international environment. Mr. President, it is clear that developments in science and technology have rendered biological weapons easier to acquire and use, a trend that is likely to continue into the foreseeable future. The BWC must remain capable of responding to these developments in an appropriate, timely, and effective manner. New Zealand is grateful to those delegations that submitted papers on science and technology developments during the preparatory process. We look forward to the adoption of a decision at this review conference, establishing a transparent and inclusive process for the provision of systematic advice to states parties on such developments. New Zealand believes that effective national implementation remains the cornerstone of the BWC. In the absence of a formal compliance regime, confidence-building measures have become an important tool to promote implementation of the Convention and to share experiences and best practices in this regard. We recognise that many delegations have made recommendations on how to strengthen CBMs, including with respect to further improving the reporting template. New Zealand is hopeful that this review conference will take decisions that facilitate greater confidence regarding full implementation of the Convention by all states parties. Assistance and cooperation, as envisaged in Article 10 of the Convention, are also key elements in the full realisation of the Convention's objectives. We welcome the focus during the preparatory process on practical measures to enhance assistance and cooperation, including with respect to the existing database, and look forward to constructive consideration of such proposals at this review conference. Mr. President, as recent outbreaks of disease have demonstrated, the international community has a long way to go before it can be considered sufficiently prepared to overcome challenges in global health security. The devastating human costs of Ebola and Zika virus, alongside their significant economic, social, and political repercussions, must serve as a stimulus for improved global preparedness for natural, accidental, and deliberate disease. We note that earlier this year, the World Economic Forum named biological weapons as one of the top three technologies that will negatively transform warfare. Against this backdrop, there is no room for complacency or for failure. In addition to the effective use of this review conference, then, New Zealand also encourages states parties to consider how the interval between review conferences could be used more productively. We are deeply appreciative of the many working papers that have been put forward seeking improvements in the BWC's intersessional process. While we recognise that the review conference remains the ultimate decision-making body, New Zealand is supportive of efforts to enable important decisions to be taken in a timelier manner, including by annual meetings of states parties. We look forward to constructive consideration by this conference of the proposals that have been made to this end. Mr. President, the Implementation Support Unit has proved itself to be an indispensable part of the Convention's framework. We note the need for a measured enhancement of the ISU to ensure that it can undertake the activities mandated by states parties in a full and effective manner. We welcome the proposals that have been put forward in working papers on this issue and hope that a compromise can be reached on a suitable way forward. New Zealand recognises the opportunity provided by this review conference to achieve an outcome that enhances our collective security. At a time of rapid advances in the life sciences and biotechnology, alongside increased concerns over the threat of bioterrorism, it is perhaps more vital than ever that we work together to ensure our convention remains relevant and ready.